Israelis have been gouging themselves on Sufganiyot, oily baked dough, not too long ago. Now it's Ozne Aman, and there was an article in Times of Israel today about how Israel is one of the 10th, I think it's number 10 on the list of world's healthiest countries.
Don't ask us how we do it, but we managed to do it. It's quite extraordinary. What can I say? We have Oscar fever today. We've got an Oscar, people. What can I say?
What do you mean? Where did you get an Oscar from?
The Oscar for best short film went to an Israeli. His name is Guy Nativ, and I actually have to do a short brag because he is a graduate of Wietzo Tzafat, which is an art school in Tel Aviv, sponsored by Wietzo France. So an incredible moment for Wietzo, an incredible moment for the country, and yeah, we have an Oscar coming home. So what a weekend it has been with our historical launching of the Bereshit, which should dock on the moon, all things being well, the first week of April. We have taken an Oscar, the Oscars last night, and as of a couple of hours ago, Hezbollah is officially blacklisted by the UK. Not just their military wing, which was previously blacklisted, but their political wing as well. So it's a triple header, a good weekend for us in Israel. Why is it a good weekend that Hezbollah is banned? Because Hezbollah, being an Iranian-sponsored proxy, is one of our biggest threats, and not just a threat to us, but a threat to destabilize the region, which is why the British Foreign Secretary has banned them. And this will not bode well for BDS supporters and Iran, but is very, very good for us, because one of the issues we face here is the encroachment of Hezbollah on our border, the digging of tunnels, which we have successfully managed to end with Operation Northern Shield, but also the intent of Iran to constantly stockpile Hezbollah with weapons. So this is the first I hope in more states who will officially blacklist the terror organization.
It's a very interesting story, Rolene, coming against the background of Corbyn's Britain, where one was led to believe that anti-Semitism was kind of spinning out of control, that you had 7 MPs leaving the Labour Party last week.
Well, now 9, yeah, we're up to 9.
9. Wow, I didn't know that. And suddenly this, out of the blue, comes a story of banning Hezbollah. I mean, that's a big deal.
It is a pretty big deal. You know, last week we also had news that France will adopt the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism. That's the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition, which says that, you know, while you can criticize policies of Israel to say that Jews have no right to self-determination as a state, which is anti-Zionism, that is equitable with anti-Semitism. And now we have, as you just so rightly said, we've had so much debate around rising anti-Semitism in the UK, and I think Jezza, who's often said that he is quite friendly with Hamas and Hezbollah, and videos been surfacing just over the weekend of him almost sanctioning suicide bombings, this does not bode well for Jeremy Corbyn and his quickly disintegrating Labour Party.
Yeah, that's something to watch. Rolene, another story that's actually, people have been weighing in on our side as well, this Otzma Yehudit and Netanyahu deal, pre-election deal. What's your take on that, and where do you stand on that? I'm interested.
Okay, I'm very very clear where I stand on it. Like most Israelis, we are very concerned and somewhat appalled by an alliance with Otzma. Otzma are a kahana. I can actually feel the, just send me the hate mail, people. I know I'm going to get comments. Just send it straight, but with a ham and tashin, please.
This is Rolene at Chayefin.com, yeah.
My goodness.
But, Otzma are seen as the they're like the Israeli equivalent of the most far right that you can get. They are Kahanist. They are looked upon by many Israelis, in fact, most of us, as racist. We are not happy that they've entered into a coalition. Could this sound a death knell for Netanyahu? It very possibly could, because one of the reasons why we have the alliance between Kahol Levan, the blue and white, between Yesh Atid and Chosen Yisrael, is to try and dilute this extreme right influence in our government. I know that there was some people saying, but it's a natural alliance that would happen between Gantz and Lapid, and not quite. There was a lot of talk whether or not they would find common ground. Are they the same? Are they competing for the same slice of the pie? But we do have a very, very definite election race, a very, very exciting and very, very important election coming up. But not only are Israelis appalled, but, and this speaks for where the diaspora are standing on Israeli issues, but AIPAC, the AJC, the Confederation of Presidents of Major American Organizations, even the Australian Zionist Federation have all voiced their outrage and dismay for this alliance with Otzma, as well as several Democratic congressmen. So I think it's, and we hope that it's woken Prime Minister Netanyahu up that we here in Israel, although we get to decide with our ballots on the 9th of April, but the Jewish world is not happy with this kind of trajectory. So it remains to be seen. Now, it's a constantly moving Game of Thrones here. Yes, I use that intentionally because the 14th of April is Game of Thrones, and I know you can only compare it to an Israeli election season. But anything can happen in these next
couple of weeks. In the Game of Thrones. You know that, Rodine.
Kathy, everything's better with dragons. You know that, and Haman Tushin. But
I'm listening to you, Rolene, and my stomach's turning because I'm thinking the issues in Israel are so incredibly serious. They're all life and death issues. There's nothing minor in Israel. There's nothing just, irrelevant. And there just is not space for personal politics here. There isn't.
But there is, because if Lapid's party comes in, what is his foreign policy going to be? What is domestic policy going to be? Do we know enough?
We do, when it comes to, see, we don't call it foreign policy, we call it security issues. And when it comes to security issues, you've got probably your strongest team on security, on that side as well, because you've got two former, RDF chief of staff plus of the former defense chief, Yalon. So they will inherit, and they know very, very well the climate that we have to deal with in the region. In fact, one of the op-eds the other day had it as, Hamas are a little bit nervous because they prefer Netanyahu to Gantz, because Netanyahu won't come down as hard on them as Gantz might.
Oh, Rolene, unfortunately we're having technical problems in any event.
Security issues, we've got a very, very strong...
No, we're going to have to cut this
game. We've got a very, very strong, and then...
Rolene, 1,000 apologies, but you're breaking up on this side. In any event, we've overrun time. Too much to talk to you about every time. Just too many things happening in Israel. Hopefully we'll carry over the two issues we didn't get to with you today to tomorrow. But as always, if you can hear me, thank you for being with us and bringing us up to date with all things Israeli.
Thanks, Rob.